the water's off, the heat off. That's what we're talking about. That's why they're bashing our men, because we're not taking responsibility for our actions. If you go out there and you gamble, if you go out there and you waste money, you waste rent money, and the light turns off, and so those are not manly action. And it's just simple that...
Born to Achieve. Welcome to Born to Achieve podcast, the show that inspires and motivates you to unlock your full potential and achieve your goals. With your host, Warren Andrew Pinder. Let's get started on this week's episode of Born to Achieve.
I am born to achieve, and so are you. On this episode of the Born to Achieve podcast, we're going to be speaking about the achievement of manhood. There's so many things that we focus on in reference to what we want to achieve, our goals and our aspirations. But in today's society, you know, we're having a social problem with our men. And I feel that it's rooted, you know, it's rooted in the fact that our men are simply just not standing up to the plate. I feel that we are allowing ourselves to be dominated, demasculated, when there are times that you would be called upon to take charge. And when I say taking charge, simply be responsible for our actions. We have to accept the fact that becoming a man is a gradual process marked by personal growth, responsibility, and maturity. It's not defined by a specific age, but rather the ability of one to navigate life with integrity and to take on the responsibilities while exhibiting its emotional and social maturity. This is different for each individual on their unique journey, which is shaped by the experiences and lessons that contribute to their development of manhood. We have to understand that everyone's journey is going to be different. So in order to get a clear and precise understanding of, before we beat our men down, we got to understand where they come from and what shaped their emotional, you know, what their emotion, their state of emotion, or what frame of mind, what focused, you know, their thinking, what was the actual experience that they had that cultivated their trend of thoughts. See, we have to analyze and teach from experience. And this is where everyone speaks to the fact that someone needs to tell or teach our young men what is it to really become a man. Unfortunately, a lot of our young men are growing up without this mentor-mentee relationship, whether it's a father and a son, whether it's an uncle telling his nephew, whether it's a big brother guiding his younger brother, whether it's someone that is there to let them know that strength just isn't measured in muscle, but in the resilience to face challenges, the wisdom to learn from them, and the courage to evolve from a boy into a man. And when we say these things, we have men today who are men maturely, but still have a mindset of a boy, because they are not seeking the achievement of manhood by taking responsibility for their lives, for their position, responsibility to manage the myriad and the various concept aspects of their life. This could be work, family, or simply helping in our communities. Being a man is first order of business is to take responsibility. The blame game done, over. You are responsible for whatever it is that you have created, the situation that you're in. You need to take responsibility to, if it's broken, to fix it. We have to understand that we're not gonna go in, and this is not about me trying to bash our young men, but to get them to understand the fact that saying you're a man requires work, requires dedication to manhood. It requires you to independently develop a sense of self-reliance and decision-making and actions that will be important to the protection of your family, to you working to provide for your family, for you acknowledging that your life is coveted as a man to be the provider, to be the breadwinner, and that you need to really search oneself to realize that as an independent, no one owes me nothing. Persons can help me, but I cannot live my life depending on anyone as a man. I am an independent man that must take care of my responsibilities. Those responsibilities could be your children. The responsibility could be your health. Responsibility could be a productive citizen of godly character. That when you speak of these things, it's a degree of maturity, that emotional maturity. You know, when you're gaining the intelligence and the ability to navigate and, you know, these complex emotions and all around you, right? Everything around you, having empathy. These things that is, to me, it's like, what do you tell your son about being a man? You know, the things that you could tell him is like, wait, being physically attractive is a great way to get attention, but being mentally attractive is the only way to keep it. These are little things that you want, that I'm talking about when you're trying to let them know that this you have to take charge. All right. So don't work toward the wrong things. Don't try and fake this. You have to put work into ensuring that you educate yourself. Driving the best car and wearing the best clothes, working to buy clothes, and while you go then you go into the barber every day, or you get your hair braided down every day, and you to go out and strip and look good, right? See, physically that attractiveness is not gonna last, but it's when you become mentally attracted to others or around you, you that is what sustains you. You need to educate yourself, you know, you have to address that you're able to communicate. See, when you're able to ensure that you don't have to ask anyone to help you to fill out the job application, that's when you're starting to understand what I'm talking about. When you know that your boundaries, all right, that you can say no to someone without any difficulty of understanding that you don't have to explain to them why you're saying no, because you're saying no on conviction of believing that this is what is right, that this is what I need to do, this is what I want to accomplish and to achieve, and this is what I want to be recognized as a man of integrity, and that my word is my bond. When I say yes, I mean yes, and I say no. This is what we have to teach our kids, our sons, to stand up as men. You know, that thing about my father was in there. They weren't there. The community needs to get involved in letting our young men know at an early age that taking responsibility for their action is important. Not mommy coming to the jail knowing, or them knowing that, boy, I covered it because my mom can put up her house every time I go and do some stupid, dumb thing out there. You know, she needs to put it up for bail, or she got to be around the courts and the rest. No, you take responsibility for action and leave your mom out of that. Go sit and do your time. This is what I'm talking about. We have to teach our kids that it's important that they understand that being a man is being independent and standing on your own two feet. It's not about having children. See, we even get there yet. It's not about having children, and that's not going to make you a man. It's not about you, how many women you can have. It's not about how much money you could you can get. Paper will rot, but is in your head, is what you have in your head that will sustain you. You need to be to a point where you understand that with integrity, no one can stop me. When I say I'm a man, I'm my own man. I've taken responsibility. I'm emotional. I can handle it. I'm independent. I have a purpose. The relationships that I've built around me, relationships that I know that are fruitful and I know that are healthy. I ensure that my health is in good state. I'm working toward it. I don't have to worry about being a burden to anyone, that I could provide for my family and I could provide for those around me, those that I'm responsible for. I'm not ducking. I'm not trying to walk trending in a way that people say, oh, you're the man. You know, no. It's a difference between someone say, boy, look here, boy, see, hey, that's the boss. You know, this terminology, man, that's the boss, you know. He's boy, that's the man. They look at that. Hey, he tight, that's the man. Bro, are you really a man? See, our women lacking. You know, they're lacking because not enough men are standing up as men.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. We'll be right back.
Achieve Man, written by Warren Andrew Pinder and Dominique Bradford. This book passionately focuses on the challenges women have been made to go through and how to overcome them. In some cultures, being a woman disadvantages the girl child. This book carefully exposes the hurdles you might face. This masterpiece is the ultimate self-help guide for women. It reveals your true purpose and identity. Get your copy today. Available from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
So that's why you hear him saying, man, you know, he's like a boy, like a child. I can't put up with that. He knows, you know, responsibility, the light turning off, the water's off, the heat off. That's what we're talking about. That's why they're bashing our men, because we're not taking responsibility for our actions. If you go out there and you gamble, if you go out there and you waste the money, you waste the rent money, and the light turns off. And so those are not manly action. And it's just simple that the achievement of a man is that we want to, you know, encourage our men that are the ethics is why, you know, when they speak of value, it's so important. It's so important. Hard work. Success is something, I'd say it again, success you cannot purchase. You have to work hard for it. Things can be given to you. You may not appreciate, but when you work hard for what it is, no one's going to take you. You're going to stand up and be, that's a part of the achievement of manhood. When you work hard to provide, you're being responsible in doing so. You know, you want to be compassionate. You know, you don't have to be rough or scarred by experiences in the past. You know, a lot of persons are fighting this anger inside because of what wasn't taught to them or what experience they had. They have that inside and they're dealing with it. And then they go and in relationships, they take it over. And you scar our boys and our daughters because you're still dealing with something that you have inside as a boy that you need to release in becoming an independent man, not because someone didn't know or didn't teach you or took advantage of you or abused you. Get help in understanding that you are a unique individual with gifts, talents, and the ability to evolve into your unique personality, and that you don't have to continuously being at war with what experience you had as a child, but take responsibility for changing your mindset, for changing what is in you, for changing the feelings that I don't care or that this would happen to me. So that's why it's okay. It's okay for me to do what I do. I don't care. And no one could tell me nothing. But that's not being a man. And it leads me to the most important thing about achieving manhood. That's for you to be able to communicate. It's so critical to your life that effective communication skills and emphasizing the importance of expressing thoughts and feelings openly Because when we boil it all up, we find ways to let it out. And most times when we do, it's not good. A lot of the issues that men have is the fact that they just can't communicate, that they can't. No one taught them to say it's okay to tell someone your problem, to ask someone's opinion, to ask someone guidance or help. But rather, in anger, you express yourself physically. In anger, you insult women. In anger, you're prepared to curse out your boss because that's what you know. That's what you're feeling. So we need to be able to communicate on a level that before this happens, before it takes over our emotions. Communication as a man is simply being able to listen. We all struggle with this, especially if what is being said to us hurts. And sometimes things that are being said, it's like salt in the wound. But you got to take responsibility, because if it's true, listen. In order to learn, you got to listen. The teacher got to be able to tell you what it is that is correct, or what's the objective of the lesson. You must be able to listen. And that's life. A person may just come to you, and every simple thing you do every day, there's a lesson in the communication. So being a man ain't about pulling out a gun, you know, and like, look, I can deal with this. Being a man isn't about, you know, taking someone else's thing to feed your kids when you know you ain't working. Being a man is simply about being responsible. Being responsible for your actions, being responsible for whatever it is that you want, you have to provide. You have to understand and learn, you know, what is important. You have to learn about financial literacy. You know, educating yourself about money management and budgeting and the importance of saving for the future. As a man, you have to understand that you have to work for what you're going to earn and not to throw it away. You have to be that balance that when you work, you have to be able to give, take a break and give whomever a vacation, even yourself, that you may relax and pat yourself on the back and understand that I'm standing among society, you know, that I'm going to build my savings, that I'm going to learn about investment, and I'm going to learn about not trying to steal or not trying to break down someone else and live off of someone else or leash or beg. These are simple things that men just don't do. Real men don't do. See, it's important for us to get to the bottom of this so that brothers will know the fact that, you know, my dad didn't teach me. So it's no excuse. It's no excuse. You need to hear it, that these are simple things that men are just simply required to do. You're responsible for your health, not the state, not understanding that you can't provide insurance. That should be a goal for you to work toward. Not everyone will be able to achieve it. But if you have it, those cookouts and everything that's required, you know, to raise funds and GoFundMes and the rest of that, you want to be a person that is deemed to have been responsible. And that's one of the things, you know, achieving health insurance. So if you got to work hard to try, it's expensive. Yes, and not is highly expensive. But if you have it, the better you are. You can say, you know, you've done your part. That's one of the things, just be, you know, achievement of being a man. And in doing so, you have to continue to learn. You have to learn this process. This journey will never end. You will be here forever. See, you can take the blows. They can talk to you bad because they may think that you're not successful. But only you can determine what it is that you really are, your outcome, and what it is that of what you want, that as a man, what it is, what's your view. So we have to encourage and speak positively to our men. Those of you that are fathers and have sons, go have these conversations with them. Begin to let them know that you don't have to be attractive, but be attractive mentally, intellectually, meaning that they don't have to run after the fancy cars. They don't have to run after the trending things, but try and teach them to learn, to sustain what it is that they will earn. Those of you that don't have fathers, Reach out to someone that making sense that you can talk to. There are persons who are willing to help you. I can tell you something, right? Let me explain something to you. I taught for 10 years and I saw where young men in the tertiary setting, you know, around 18 to 19, those who came in, those who were serious. And in a tactical environment, you would have an 18 to 20-year-old entry level getting to learn a trade because they're setting out to do for their career and to go seek a job. But in the same teaching environment, there are men that are 30, 31, 32 trying to come back and now learn that trade because they realize how hard it is for them wasting time. They realize that to do better, they had to try and come back and try to learn at that age, to sacrifice what it is when they could have been moving forward and trying to now look at probably advancing themselves or starting their own company. So it's important to understand that the age of 15 to 30 is your golden era for your life. Don't waste that time. You make friends and lose them too. You make mistakes, but you must correct them as well. But if you're able to take advantage between that time, the 15 to 30, start to plan, start to work, start. That is what you're talking about. That will help you in becoming a man. Like it used to be said, put a man head on your body. It's never too early to do that. What's hurtful is when you have a 30-year-old acting like a boy, you know? So man, we have to take advantage and embrace the fact that these are our golden years. Decide what it is that you want to accomplish and work hard at it, that you could appreciate and afford the things, the nice things in life after you have gotten there. So, you know, let's try and see how we can correct our mindset. Because you fail, you fall, you learn, you realize when you hit reality. You fail in love, right? And then because you get hurt after you've fallen in love and you tend to lose yourself and eventually you understand that it passes, but it makes you stronger. So don't get caught up in the emotion that you're a failure because you put all into the person you thought that's what it was, who you want. That may not have been the person for you. So stop using excuses.
Now for a commercial break.
Achieve Men, written by Warren Andrew Pinder. In this book, you will learn the 7 steps to achieving your dreams and goals. Given the vision to share how the acronym of the word ACHIEVE can be used systematically in your day-to-day life. Each of us is given a unique gift from God. Get your copy today. Available in print, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
Get up and understand, take responsibilities for your actions, especially if you cost it, whatever. But you got to move on because it's just simply reality. And when reality hits, accept it, learn from it. You know, but these years are important. Don't waste them. Again, I tell you, you got to heal. You heal, young men. Do not things that you're scarred with as a child. Heal that process before you go out there and start having children so that your children don't have to heal from you having you as their parent. Those things that we spoke about earlier about what may have happened to you as a child, try as a man. Heal yourself in the process. Do not take that into another generation. Be prepared. When you decide to have a child, accept it, take responsibility, and do not. If you know where you are, start to understand. If you know that your childhood wasn't the perfect childhood, learn what it is to understand so your children do not have to go through what you went through. Get a better understanding of why that happened, why you went through it. You don't want to put your children through it. All of these things are important for us to be able to stand up, for us to be able to stand up in accepting our responsibilities as men. I can tell you that the world needs men to stand up. Women crying for men to stand up. Our children are dying for our men to stand up. And it's simple. learning what is the responsibility of a man. Take time, Google, go talk to people, do whatever in understanding and see if you are the man that you're supposed to be, the provider. This is so important that this could change lives of a lot of persons, man. The achievement of a man is simply our men learning that they have to respect one another, respect our women, respect authority, respect everything, nature, because you've never, you know, don't ever say that you've never seen something because you're still alive. So really, we can become better. We can improve our life. We can improve the lives of our children and our spouses by us standing up and taking responsibility for the things that we have not taken responsibility to change, to become who we should be. Just simply taking responsibility that a man is responsible to provide, to protect, to be a statue of godly character, that others may be able to look up to, a mentor. You know, it's time, man. It's time to take charge. Take charge of your life. Take charge of, you know, stop blaming everybody, man. The blame game is not going to get you where you need to be.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Born to Achieve. We hope you found it informative, inspiring, and motivating. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Stay focused on your goals, and we'll see you on the next episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve.